The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. Well, that looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hi guys, it's Miss Jenga.
This is Freckles.
Oh, this is Captain the Hung Jack. Yes, I am.
This is day seven, folks.
Day seven.
Why is it day seven? Explain.
Why is it day seven? Last Friday, we started parties at club and had six parties. 6 days in a row, and this is the day after the 6 day fucking marathon. And
so here we are recording on
marathon. Fuck, I don't know that I was clever the first time. I should have stopped. I'm sorry.
Jenny, I missed that. What?
What?
What? So this is
gonna be one of those.
So after 6 days of party, that makes this January the 5th.
Yeah,
I haven't really done that before.
I can't complain.
Your hands are really fucking big. I bet you couldn't do fisting.
No. Well, actually, it's funny because we were talking about fisting. What was it last night with the
Does
girl?
That count?
It was,
what?
What? We were talking
one
about it.
Minute,
does that matter?
50 seconds. And you get to rename the
proposition.
You get to rename the cup.
Yeah. Well, rename the cup.
You've won it twice in a row. You get
it's
to
funny. You brought that up.
Uh oh.
Oh shit. Oh,
here I we brought.
Go. You brought a trophy.
That's a trophy. We got to get a picture of this.
Oh yeah, hell's yeah, we're gonna
awesome.
Get a picture.
It
of that.
Is actually
put
a...
it next to the classy motherfucker nut. Oh,
oh yeah,
dude.
Leg spread.
You're whoa. Not getting that back.
This is a wooden statue. Sorta.
Yeah.
And it's about 11 inches tall.
Is that a giant nipple clamp? Is
and
that what that is?
Hold on, we're getting there.
Okay.
And it is a carving of a woman.
Yeah.
Topless.
Kind of interesting topless woman with very, very pointy nipples. And
ow.
And let's just say
ow.
Boop.
Let's just say she's got some junk in the trunk.
Uh-huh.
And
she's
the
got a
legs
little bit of junk.
Are very
she's thick.
Spread out.
That's
she's
right.
got her hands behind her head and the legs spread. Well, actually, only one leg springs out.
Because?
And if you look, like, her crotch
oh, my God.
Is it a nutcracker?
It's a fucking nutcracker.
Dude. Because I'm busting your balls? Is that what that's about? I'm busting your balls.
Busting your balls. So this is what we're going to use as a trophy.
That's fucking yes. amazing.
So, I
that's...
There you go.
Wow.
It's all yours for right now.
Wow. I will honor her.
So
and...
when one of us mentions the fact that
damn.
We have not slept together yet.
Yes.
The trophy gets
passed.
Yes.
Right. There you go.
Yes. All right.
Nice.
So then
that's
we call
one more
it,
thing to put in the
do
recording bag.
We call this
bag.
The Jack Cracker.
Well,
you can call it whatever you want. You
we're
want
calling it Jack awesome. Cracker.
Jack
well,
Cracker.
Yeah, I was gonna present that for whoever wants to come up with a name. I don't know if somebody listening in. We're trying to look up ancient gods. Like
yeah, it looks Hawaiian.
The god of celibacy or orgasm
is
denial
there such a thing?
Or
orgasm denial.
Sex denial
I mean, celibacy?
Or something like
something
that
like
we
that,
couldn't
yeah.
we couldn't really find anything but
nice
I'm sure something out there some
yeah
mythical creature
or
thing
Jay.
What are we drinking
I don't
what are you
know.
Drinking what are you making
I,
me
I made a hell
my
of a spread
ass.
Today is January 1st
mm-hmm.
And we're all like various levels of hangover. I've got sleep deprivation, not eating, too
I
much
slept,
stress,
I
blah,
slept
blah, blah.
Very well last
fuck
night.
Fuck off.
I slept very well.
So I actually missed Saturday night. So I had like the first night and then missed the second and then
yeah.
proceeded to make the next four.
Nice.
Okay.
So I'm not, I can't complain.
Yeah.
You guys are rock stars.
We're doing Bloody Marys. Mm-hmm. I make a hell of a Bloody Mary.
Hey, Bloody Mary is the
so,
girl I love.
Nice. So I start out
January
full of shake a full of ice.
Drink.
Got at the shaker full of
can
ice.
Can you shake and hold a microphone at the same time?
I know. I can do it.
Oh, nope. She can't.
Motherfucker. Oops. Okay, that is going to be really fucking hilarious in about 10 minutes after I tell you the ice story.
Oh, the
this
ice
week.
Story. Oh, good.
Good, all right, good, so yes. We'll come back to that. I'll start off with the ice story after I make the drink.
All right.
So I like Stoli vodka for my Bloody Marys. I like to put that in first so it gets nice and chilled. And I usually fill up the shaker about third of the way. Yep, there we go.
You're making a few.
Huh?
You're making a few.
I'm making four, yeah. And then I got a hot and spicy V8. So I like the variety of juices in there.
Careful with those nails.
I know. God damn it. And then we're going to do some Frank's hot sauce.
One of my favorite hot sauces.
Yeah. Nice and spicy. Ooh, it makes good sounds, huh?
Nice splooging.
And Worcestershire. And fresh cracked pepper.
Worcestershire.
There we go. Oh, yeah. And bitters. I'm almost done, guys, I promise.
I'm really thirsty.
I know.
Gosh.
Okay, and...
The best part about this is that none of these sounds sound like what a Foley artist would make these sounds sound right. like.
Then I squeeze half fresh lime in. And I'm going to garnish these with... gross. Stop
I'll try
it.
To make
right,
them.
Guys. We're good.
Nice.
They're so good.
Sklitching.
And then I'm going to move this delicious Jack cracker out of the way. I don't want to get anything on her. I'm going to garnish the glasses with pickled green beans because mm-hmm. I don't have any celery, and celery's bullshit anyway.
Yeah, who wants celery?
Unless you, you know, wrap it in bacon.
Except for the fact that it,
did he make a
it
deal
burns
with
more
bacon?
Calories than you. Than
wow.
Actually.
That's true, and it has a nice flavor sometimes, you know, when you're... like using it and stuff.
It's great for peanut butter.
I couldn't find the lid, dude. It's just happening. I'm putting my hand over.
I'm going to be able to taste your hand juice.
Yes, you are. Yeah. And you don't know where it's been the last 24 hours.
I literally have not. I know you guys have been getting your groove on over the last 6 days. I know for a fact.
There we go. Bloody Mary one number one.
Looks epic.
All right, just go ahead.
It smells nice.
All right, what do you guys think?
Best Bloody Mary ever.
It smells really good.
Strong.
Strong.
Put her on your chest.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm kind of a wuss.
Okay, so that.
It's
more,
good. Go ahead.
That
go
right
ahead.
There
yeah.
has restored my faith in the Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
The Bloody Mary we were subjected to on Virgin Air going down to fucking Los Angeles.
Oh, airplane?
A few weeks ago.
Yuck.
Yeah,
horrifying.
But Virgin Air, that's like riding in a nightclub.
Yeah.
I fucking love that airline.
Yeah, I mean, we were
plus,
all oonst out
yeah.
by the time we got there. But the
they've
fucking
got
Bloody Mary.
They've got lights and like videos. They have electronica stations. And
Virgin Air.
It's
GoPro.
Cool.
GoPro station on the...
You can surf the internet.
On the chair TV.
But they don't sponsor us, so we should stop talking about them.
Oh, I was just saying that so that I could be very clear about Virgin Air can go fuck themselves on their fucking Bloody Marys.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
This is
I
really
actually
good.
Learned
this
how
is
to make
really
Bloody
good.
Marys from your uncle.
The That's true.
Bean is actually quite enjoyable.
Isn't it nice? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Happy well, fucking New Year, guys.
Happy fucking New Year.
Fucking New Year.
What was it? When was the pajama party? Pajama party was Monday.
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 So that would be day four. Or day five. Day four.
Day four.
Or day four.
Day four.
So that was day four. Day four,
mm-hmm.
I was a night manager on duty and sitting perched on top of this big cooler that we have that rolls around in the lobby. But it had an ice chest and it's got flip lids and we keep our water bottles in there for when people go upstairs. You know what I'm talking about. The big black box. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes... And our club manager just found out that I do this. Sometimes I'll
really?
Ride around the lobby because it's got wheels on it. And it's fun and it makes people giggle and laugh and it kind of turns the lobby into a pajama party and then people get naked and it's fun. So I was perched on top of this thing and one of the bartenders was making fun of me because I only like so much ice with my bourbon. And so he came over and gave me all the rest of the ice that I didn't have that evening. And he put it down my clothes.
I heard about that.
Well, then other people thought that would be super cute. So they helped him out. And I, you know, was doing a little dance around the lobby because it was pajama night. And what did I decide to wear? My super cute Wonder Woman pajamas that are footy pajamas.
Which is
so the... I went to go try to shake out the turd and all the ice went down into my foot. So I had like an ice foot bath. And then I wound up just having to strip it off. And then I was buck naked underneath. So.
My new favorite theme night ever. PJ night.
Yeah.
The most comfortable night.
Holy crap. That was awesome.
Ever. It was so awesome. I got some brand new comfy PJs. I don't normally wear PJs.
They were
sleep
Cookie
nude.
Monster. They were so cute.
Really surprised that there weren't more people who, you know, came because they sleep in the nude. Just came through the door naked.
But that's not PJ night.
I know.
It's not what do you sleep in night. It's PJ night.
It's dressing up.
I hate to get technical on your ass there. But, you know.
Well, thank you for not getting technical. I appreciate that.
Yep.
So, let's see. This weekend in review. This week in review.
Week.
Highlights.
Oh, the best part of that whole story. Sorry, I forgot the end because I'm not really... Yeah, the ice story. So I'm stripping off my pajamas, my PJs, my footy PJs, in the middle of the lobby, and they buzz a late arrival
Jesus
coming
Christ.
In the gate. So I'm waving my Wonder Woman pajamas around, trying to get all the ice out, because of course I'm going to shake it out and make all them clean it up. I'm not just going to go, dump it. It's like I'm making confetti, right? And I'm shaking it out of my pajamas and dancing around and just buck naked in the lobby. And they walk in, and the gal working the front desk and goes, and this is our night manager.
They're brand new?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just like, oh, my God. I didn't have to do an orientation, so I assume they'd been there before. Yeah, good times. Anyway. Yeah, no cameras in the lobby. Sorry, guys. I can't show you. Just have to imagine it.
I missed that. Damn, so I was kind of rocking you on that.
What was
that
I doing?
Oh, it was behind you. I was like pushing you back and forth.
Yep.
Kind of like you were on the washing machine. Right. Hoping that was happening. In the meantime, you're trying to have a serious conversation with somebody and I'm distracting you.
With Panda?
You know what?
No, I don't think
no?
No.
Oh.
It was like another member. Somebody it was else. Club stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was fine.
So let's see. I guess highlight for the week. I mean, the whole week was really awesome. Just...
Now, did you come to 80s night or no?
No, that was the night you missed.
So you were there Saturday. For open house.
Open house, yeah.
Open house adventures.
Came in a little late.
Anybody have open house adventures?
Actually, no. That was the one night we didn't have an adventure. We got there and we got there late. And
right.
Decided to go home early.
So what do you like about the open houses? Because you guys come to open houses.
Yeah, what do you like about them?
Right. So it's like your anniversary. It's an anniversary party for Captain Jack.
It was my 1 year anniversary.
It was. Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
Captain Jack.
And he walked
into the club like, what up? I got a big cock.
Hey.
Not
how
exactly
you all is.
That.
No, you were so fun. I remember meeting you that night. It was a really good time.
It was a good time. I was looking for a place for my bag.
And BT Dubs, this also ties into our other theme, which is a year in review as well. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of your origin story with the club.
It was more. Well, I think I've told it before,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was my first time. I've been to a different club.
Sure.
Previously.
Yeah.
In the Seattle area. And this was another one that was a little more convenient. And
yep.
Heard big things about.
Yeah. But,
And okay, here, origin story. So I'm sitting out in the parking lot and I'm trying to get the nerve to go up and get in this place.
Right.
I'm by myself, a single male, not a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a bottle of Fireball there, took a couple shots. Got the nerve up. Okay, let's... A
little cinnamon courage.
Let's go meet the freaks.
Yep.
And go walking in. And you guys weren't nearly as freaky as I thought you were.
Sorry. Yeah. Yay, we're passing.
You're like normal.
We're passing.
Passing, yes.
Normal with high sex drives.
Oh.
Yeah. So
congratulations.
I've done a lot in that year. It's been an epic year. It's been wonderful. I've met my girlfriend. Got introduced to the whole lifestyle. Have some incredible friends now that mm-hmm. I would not have if not for the club and the lifestyle and all that. I really wish we were going to have 5 more years at this club.
Yep.
Right.
We're going to be doing stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been cooking up some pretty raucous ideas because once you take the walls off, we're traveling.
We're actually, me and the girlfriend are trying to plan a weekend with friends and, mm-hmm. you know, sometime like a house with like 5 couples or something like that.
Nice.
And so we're thinking about that too. And
cool.
Toying with it.
Yeah. Making it happen. Mm-hmm. Making it happen, little house parties.
And you guys will find out every little detail.
Yes.
Oh, snap.
So this was your 1-year anniversary, and that's why you like open houses. Was there anything special or interesting about this one?
Not really. I thought it was a huge group of newbies.
131 people at the open house. That's the biggest open house we've ever had.
Sweet.
That was like a Saturday party attendance.
And 40-something of those were brand spanking new.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Never been there before.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, the orientation group was giant.
Yep. And it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. We do speed dating. Did you guys speed date this time?
Not that time, but I've done it a couple times in the past. That's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm surprised at how many people get so nervous about it that, you know, everybody's heard of it, but I don't think a lot of people have actually done it. And we're such a unique environment that it's cool that you get to have that experience. And it's also with someone that you can be totally open with as far as what you're...
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely great icebreaker to plan things later on in the night.
Yeah, if you connect with somebody or, you know, and then that's a way to connect with people like you saw across the room and maybe want to get to know. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
You don't
3 minutes, it'll either be the best or the worst of your life, I promise.
But it's only 3 minutes.
But it's
so
only 3 minutes.
There you go.
You
it's either going to be over very quickly or...
There are a couple
you know,
of
not...
women that you end up talking to like, oh, those 3 minutes can't go by fast enough.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But it's just because you don't click. And that's exactly. That's the cool thing about it is that, you know, everybody winds up clicking with somebody. So it's neat. Mm-hmm. It's neat to see. I definitely would like to be able to participate in it once. Before the club goes away.
No,
never
she's
done
never
it.
Fuck.
She's never, no, because she's got to run it. Right.
I've never done speed dating.
Screw that. I'm running it next time.
I actually did a Saturday party where the whole theme was speed dating, and we did 2 rounds of it. One.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to talk to everybody at the party.
That was my first night.
Oh, really? The big speed dating.
There was 2 rounds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that was an open house. That wasn't a Saturday.
We used to do 2 speed datings for open house, but then it just depleted the group so much.
Right.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Right, okay.
I can see it was tough to organize.
Yeah, I mean, it just
the tickets thing has actually, the handing out tickets for admission to it has worked out very well.
Yeah.
I think. You had a great crowd.
That's actually a really, so open houses are kind of interesting because they're open to the public. And that's one way that we can kind of ascertain, because we allow unlimited single males in that night, and anybody can come in. So the club used to be invite only.
Till 12,
yes. Right. That's correct. But they can come in for a tour and see the facility, but there's no play going on or anything like that. Just music and dancing, and we have some round robin stuff and whatever. But it's interesting for us to be able to see the way that different people interact, you know, like if there's a couple that's more aggressive or a single male that isn't maybe paying attention to the rules, or, you know, a single female that's, you know, more aggressive or something like that. So, yeah. So it's
we're
really
also not paying
way.
Attention to the rules.
Yes. Yeah. Cause we do have that as well. Yeah. So
it's rare.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen often.
No, not on either side. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like we've got solid single males in our club.
Honestly, I think those signs that are posted in the bathrooms and in the locker room and stuff, it's for ladies and well-behaved gentlemen.
Yeah.
I think that really works.
I love that slogan.
Really, really well. Yeah.
I a club member helped me workshop that and come up with that. It was really cool. It's a neat process. So we use that all over. It's pretty cool.
Hey.
Club for ladies and well-behaved gentlemen.
So that's Friday.
That's Friday. And Friday's kind of rough for me because normally it's like balls to the wall getting the entertainment ready for whatever little cabaret show or game or whatever. And then I work for a couple hours and then I'm off. Well, for open house, I am working until 1 a.m. talking to people because I do this little icebreaker girl character. And,
yep.
And yeah.
Is there going to be an open house before the joint closes that you don't do the Icebreaker Girl?
No, I like the Icebreaker Girl.
I know you do, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Anyway.
So,
give somebody else your cigarette box and your outfit.
Saturday, 80s party.
Yes, and I missed this one, unfortunately. I heard great things about it.
Yeah, what'd you
hear? We had a live... And I was like trying to remember, what did we do?
What did we do? Wait, that was 5 days ago.
What the fuck? What party was that?
We just had family night.
Just last night I was talking to a member.
So did we. We're going to be outing something today on the podcast, folks.
Are we? Uh-oh.
Hope you're okay with it. Anyway.
Oh my God, what is it?
We got to say it now. What?
Okay, so Saturday we had a living human hors d'oeuvre tray, which I freaking love. And our chef totally got into the theme and made sushi to put all over this woman's body.
Oh my God, it was sushi.
Yes, she was naked. And when not everybody likes food play. Like some people really enjoy like eating it off of the ladies or gentlemen, whoever we have on the living hors d'oeuvre tray, because we do that a couple times. But it's, you know, we always have a separate table for people that are like, no, I do not want your butt on my food. <You know>? And that's valid. That's valid. That's yeah. you. Yeah. yeah. So we have a special table for you.
Thank you.
And it's not humiliating. It's not lower to the floor or anything.
Not the kids' table.
But
it's
it
not
is, the kids' table. But it is way out
no,
on
it's
the east wing.
Not.
Go over, anyway. You go over there.
So we had her, and then we had a fun little skit between me and Miss Sprinkles.
Uh huh.
And then we had a burlesque dancer.
Oh yeah.
Which one?
One of my favorites.
Really?
Drew C. Fur.
Drew C. Fur.
Drew C. Fur.
Drucifer.
Drucifer. Yes. Drucifer.
Who would this be?
This is our son.
That's right.
It's a family event there.
It is,
oh my
yeah.
God.
So we had family night too.
Yeah, but it's kind of like the sock hanging from the doorknob. You guys coordinate.
Yeah, we do. And he's 20, so that makes life interesting.
He is a young buck.
He is, and he has a good time. But he's also a budding burlesque dancer, fire breather, circus performer, writer, blah, blah, blah. He's interesting. He travels a lot and shit, so he's good with the ladies. And
that guy is amazing with the ladies. I've seen him pick up more tail at that place.
Right?
Well, I have to say that that I think part of that is because that there is just a little bit of fear involved there with him, because the... The whole thing of you don't treat a lady right, your mama's going to come and, yeah, that totally applies. And he knows it. And he's very respectful regardless. I mean, that's just part of who he is. So that's cool to see. Anyway, so he took his clothes off and shook his ass for the big crowd that was there. And he did a rendition where he did all of the Risky Business from the beginning part
really?
With Tom Cruise,
yep.
where he slid in on his white socks and the pink shirt and the sunglasses. And then he used a dildo for the microphone. And then he used the big, long, double-ended dildo that we use sometime on the pinata.
Did he do it to old-time rock and roll?
He did. Yep. Yeah, the
whole
thing.
The whole
and
thing.
Then he stripped from his... He just had on the pink...
Yeah, the pink shirt, the pink button-down.
Button-down. And then he took it off and he had on a pair of white... jockey boxer briefs. He took those off and he had on tighty whities. He took those off and he had on a white pair of bikinis. And then he took those off on and he had his leather thong on that he was spinning his glasses on from his dick tassel.
Oh,
it was
God.
So ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, and then he left crap all over the stage, so I got to make a joke about how I'm not going to clean up after him.
Right?
And I just love that, because it's like, there's a lot of people that know it, Club, but the people that don't, they're just like, what?
Yeah.
It's just that.
There's always somebody.
Yeah, but I don't want to hide stuff like that, because it is multi-generational, and there's a lot of people that have kids that are in their 20s that come to Club, and, you know, our bartender and his... He is the grandson of the owner. So, you know, it's, it's really kind of cool because we work it out and it's like, you feel safe and you know where everybody is and yeah, it's good. How was Saturday? Wait, did you have Adventure Saturday? Saturday Adventures?
Did I have Adventures on Saturday? Yes, I did have Adventures on Saturday. Ms. Rabbit and I were going to be very responsible adults because we had a big week coming up.
Right.
And we were going to, what were we going to do? We were going to be responsible, go home early, and, you know, play a little bit and then go to sleep.
Right.
Because, you know, we both had.
How'd that work out for you?
let's see. Saturday.
Oh, yeah. The nights blending all together.
We ended up.
I don't even know anymore. I'm like, I'll just tell random stories.
We went up about that fits with the day. We went up about 11:30 ish, and we played until 3:30. Yeah, at 3:30,
you sluts. We're both. You dirty, filthy sluts.
If that's being responsible, I don't want to see you when you get naughty.
Right?
Right? Exactly. So, yeah, so...
You got to throw a bucket of cold water on
him in the morning. We were having a really good time. Well, we had moved from... We had moved from one bunk...
This is conversion, guys.
In the red from last week, yes. From...
Callback.
In the red room, we moved because... It was weird. There was, like, snakes... There's like snakes upstairs, above the bunk. It was this weird, like, crinkling, kind of squishy, sort of weird sound. It was freaking us both out.
Didn't we establish that it was Captain Jack and his lady that was...
No, because this was Saturday. Oh, wait.
Saturday we were
Oh,
there.
Shit, I might be telling Sunday's story. Oh, now I know why we had to be responsible, because I had to go to work on Monday. Ah, damn, yo.
They're blending.
Oh, they are blending. God. Saturday... 80s party.
We'll come back to you.
Oh, I'm sure.
We'll just play Duck Duck Goose.
Yeah, at least. Please.
Sunday.
Okay, Sunday.
Sunday.
What was the theme there?
Okay, your cupcake looked
Day
hot,
Day three.
Man. She looked hot.
Okay, Sunday was the PJ party?
No, Sunday was the Can-Can party. The Wild West Casino.
Oh, yeah.
That was super fun.
Yes, okay, that's cool. Why. Okay.
That was super fun.
Okay, it's coming back to me now. It's been a while. I ended up dealing a little bit.
Yeah, cards.
Doing cards soon. Doing blackjack. At first, I sat down and when it comes to gambling, it bores me.
Mm-hmm.
I get bored. Unless it's craps.
Well, how exciting is having all your money getting taken away? I mean, really.
unless it's craps, where you actually interactive. You got the dice, you're throwing it out there.
Right.
Then people are screaming and
instead
fun
of math.
There's some math involved, yes.
A little bit, but not as much as in poker.
You gotta know the rules really well in order to, if you're not gonna lose your ass on it. And so I got real bored real quick. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna pocket my half of the chips I had, and they're just given away. These were chips that you were just issued when you walked the door, and then I believe for every chip you had in the night, you got a ticket and you put it in for raffles and whatever. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna cut my losses. Take half, and the dealer was like, wanted to switch out with me. Great. All right. So I started dealing for half of the night. And
nice.
Had a blast doing that.
Good.
I was taking everybody's money. It was awesome.
Living the fantasy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Although it was fake money. But
yeah. Well, but you got raffle tickets.
I got, well, not for dealing.
Not for the house, no, but you did get some raffle tickets.
Oh, yeah.
You won
a prize. I actually got lucky. We won a couple of
you
things.
You did.
Yes. Okay. This is, forget about
oh,
this.
Now I remember
so,
Saturday.
Yeah. Too late. Sorry. We're on to Sunday.
Oh my God.
So we got our raffle tickets all laid on the table, and you call number eight. All right. It's the 3-day panty set that I won.
No, I said it was a Lifestyle Tonight.
It was a Lifestyle Tonight, which was a
T-shirt and panties.
T-shirt and panties. So I go over the table. I look at all the. I see this 3-day panty set. Thought that was it. I didn't think there was any. Okay, well, hey, yay, I won panties. So I take them back and I break them open. You're announcing other winners, and I shimmy one on over my jeans because I have the policy, hey, if you win it, you wear it.
Nice.
Okay? So I get it on there, and you look over.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? You didn't win those panties.
So I picked the wrong gift or the wrong
I felt like such
item.
An asshole too because we've got this rapport. You,
you
know?
Totally call me out.
I know, but it freaks people out because they don't understand that, you know, we have that relationship where we give each other crap all the time.
It's, you know, all that pent up sexual frustration.
Shit.
So you just lay into me right there. Like, oh,
it's
what
just
did I do?
Flirting, guys.
What
don't
did
worry.
I do? And so I realized I took the wrong gift. I go back.
And he's got
and
panties
the,
on, so now I'm like shaming him with panties.
Now you.
So I find the other one.
Maybe you like humiliation. Is that what you're into? I'm gonna start
exactly.
guessing.
Not in that.
So you really liked that. That's why you had a boner.
I did. Heck, I didn't even recognize that. So
oh, holy shit!
Wow. This went south quick. So the next girl that won the actual panty set,
right,
agreed, and she's like, "Oh no, I'll."
She didn't. Well, and then I yelled at her on the microphone too, and I said, "Why did you even put your tickets in there? You don't even wear panties."
She doesn't wear panties.
It was just. It was midnight, dude. It was day three. Day three can be the breaking point.
Day three. That's
Believe
right.
Me,
it was midnight on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to work the next day.
Yeah.
We were there.
Yeah. So did I.
Yeah.
Yeah. We missed some
shenanigans
apparently, because we went up
yeah.
upstairs.
Anyway.
So, yeah. So we agreed to exchange. And so since I broke the package open and I was wearing one, nobody wanted to have gently used
Captain Jack panties.
Gently used.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
I put them on over my pants. It's fine. They're fine.
That's what he tried to say. And I said, no.
Nope. So she was very fine with
just
taking
tried
the,
them on in the dressing
t-shirt.
Room.
Oh yeah, and it was cool because the t-shirt actually fit her. So
yeah,
you know,
awesome.
Yeah,
sweet.
And then we also won the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun.
Yeah.
I do have a show and tell, even though we don't have a bag today.
And then I think we even went upstairs and played, and it got really late.
Yeah.
Hey, remind me later. Calendar. I've got a show and tell.
Okay.
Calendar, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
What calendar? Oh, that's right, because we posted a picture of it
yeah.
with the last podcast.
Because we did one of the last episode in the middle
was
of this.
Was your toy bag, yeah.
Was this
right.
Week. Oh, my God, yes. That we recorded on day five, didn't we?
Day five.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was... oh, yeah, that's right, later on that night. So we got a new toy.
Ooh.
You had... was it in the
pickle?
Bag? No, it was the curved... I was the
glass.
It was the glass
piece.
One.
Yeah.
So that was the first night we got a chance to use
it.
Right.
Okay.
Club.
Oh, so it was a fresh story then.
It was a fresh story. That was that night. And broke out the Hitachi.
Right.
Yep.
And used that and the glass toy at the same time, and she exploded in no time. It was awesome.
Have you gone back and forth between her clit and putting the Hitachi on the glass piece?
We're newbies with this glass.
Try that.
So
if you go back and forth, because then it does the vibration
glass?
Internal.
Won't
so
like,
you,
rah,
you just,
against
yeah.
it?
No, you just hold you just the glass. Tap. You hold the glass like between two fingers, mm-hmm. and then you take the Hitachi between her clit and the glass piece, mm-hmm. and just go back and forth like you're whisking eggs or something. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's going to drive her nuts.
It's day seven.
No, dude, day seven, right? This is me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just go back and forth.
Good Hitachi pro tip.
To the glass.
Yeah.
And
then
vibrates
it just vibrates
all the
inside.
Way down.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
Like you would think.
Redonkulous.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were up really late
crazy
that
making.
Night. Went to work in the morning. The guys asked me, so why are you an hour late? just couldn't sleep.
Well,
didn't get any sleep.
I don't know if any of you are old enough to know.
Yeah, no, they were all old enough, but wasn't much.
So
yeah, that was my Sunday.
Yeah.
Nice. Sunday was the night that we went up at 11:30, because Ms. Rabbit had another date earlier.
Right.
And that date left.
Right.
She left, so... We went upstairs to play,
uh-huh.
and then we ended up there because we were going to be responsible, like I said before. We were going to be fucking responsible adults and our serious faces and everything, business faces,
mm-hmm.
and we went up and played until 3:30. Now, at the end of the playtime, I fished my watch out of my play bag because, you know, I'm responsible. I got a watch, and I was like, I know it's fucking late, but damn, let's see. Pulled out the watch. Hit the little Indie Glow button, and it said 4:20.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, fuck.
Wow.
4:20, blaze it.
No. The last time I had used the watch, you know, as a responsible individual, had been before the time change. So I hadn't actually reset the watch. So when we got down to the lobby after, we were like, oh, no, this is going to be, oh, God, this is going to suck. We got down to the lobby, and it's only 3:30. We're like, oh. Oh, this is much better.
Jeez. I just gained an hour.
Right, exactly.
Let's go back upstairs.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. It's like the time change all over again. Yay! Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So Sunday for shenanigans for you?
Sunday shenanigans, yes.
Sunday shenanigans.
For you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes, there were. Band involved? And they were
yes.
What?
Yeah.
How many times?
Lots.
How many times was he involved? All of them?
All the
is there five pandas?
yes, no, one, we
he's
had,
a movement.
Yeah. We had a really good time. He has been super, super sweet, and he said that he'd come up and visit me because I have a weird schedule, so most of the time at parties I don't get to play.
Yeah.
And he's super patient. He's a night owl, so it works out. Our schedules work out, and he came up every night of the parties.
Yeah.
And to say
he's a funny dude.
Say hi, yeah.
The guy teaches pole dancing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Funny dude.
Yeah. He's cool. He's really cool. Okay. And he's an amazing teacher. Yeah. I don't know if you sat in or saw any of the classes that he was doing at the club. So he teaches
it was
at the
not
club.
We were not allowed to watch, remember?
Yeah,
those
no
are the rules.
Ogling because people are learning, and it, you know, that needs to be a safe environment for people to make mistakes and not feel like they're being, you know, watched. So anyway, so I try and facilitate that. But he has a really amazing dance background, so like ballet and all kinds of stuff. So he teaches from that perspective and teaches pole as an art form with dance instead of just doing stripper moves. So it's they're really cool classes. A lot of good feedback about him. So and he's hilarious.
Did you go 3.5 hours like your husband did?
Yeah, we almost saw each other in the lobby.
But you were out in an apartment.
Yeah, there was an apartment that I got to stay on campus because sometimes it can just get overwhelming. And even though I'm super extroverted, I still need downtime and that quiet and just solitude.
My fortress of solitude.
Talk about this. You're not extroverted in your sexy time.
Right. Extroverted in all but play. Right.
But yes, that's... Oh, fuck. Did that happen Saturday night? I don't remember. So somebody was like talking to me and telling me how much talking about not playing out in public affected them in our other podcast. And
oh, that was Saturday, actually.
Saturday?
Yes,
yeah.
Because
so
that was,
he overheard
that was
it, and
Johnny Rotten and D.
Kind of being a dom, he said, oh, well, I'm not going to fuck you in private anymore.
I'm like, yes.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, I don't know what's going to happen with that, but.
Well,
we'll see.
Fortunately, you had the apartment
You're
for
lost.
The first four times.
Right? What? It's
since
my
then.
Yeah.
Stretch those boundaries.
Yep, for sure.
There you go.
So, it's cool. Yeah.
Should we move on to Monday?
Yeah. Wait. So we had
pajama party. Day four.
Pajama party.
My favorite theme
day
ever.
Day four.
Yes.
We're sitting there right when we got there. We're sitting there in our PJs up in the terrace having appetizers, looking at each other, thinking, all comfy, thinking, so what show would you want to watch? And we were just like, we're at home, you know? It felt so comfortable and
that's
cozy.
Awesome.
And yeah.
That's
good.
Great.
Good.
It was great.
And we had improv games that night. All
those.
Freckles, you did that.
I did.
And
the first one was epic.
Your cupcake
Jesus,
participated
that
in that one.
Was.
Well, not
wait, okay,
this
wait,
time.
What? Your cupcake? What the fuck?
My lady was wearing
that was last time.
Cupcake PJs, but that was last time.
I know.
It wasn't this
last time was her participation. This time we had a different person.
For improv. No, yeah. She contributed the good, bad, ugly question.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
Fuck. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. What? Don't look. I don't know.
Do you want to talk about any of that or just
the improv?
Yeah.
Well, you had to be there.
That's true.
And if you missed it, I'm sorry.
Come next time. It's hysterical. That first skit was beautiful. And these were, you guys are just all, we're all members and people who work there. It's not like our pros or anything.
We had a guy who joined the club that night after orientation. He was walking to the bathroom. He's like, so what are you guys doing? Like, we're warming up for improv. He's like, okay.
I'm in.
I'm like, wait, what?
And
that usually jangles me up. It's just like, no, wait a minute. Now I got to learn somebody else's play style.
But see
what
happening. I did, though?
You did.
Yeah. So and I coach them and do the MC stuff, and we workshop stuff. Yeah, and he jumped right in. So I'm like, okay, what's the one game that he can jump in that it's not going to affect the flow or depend on storytelling or whatever else? And he looked like a pretty physical guy. So we did a double blind freeze tag where you create a scene and then get into a weird physical position and somebody taps you out and you keep going with funny one-liners and stuff like that. So
exactly.
They played that real quick and you guys seemed to get really comfortable with him.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
really
it was
well.
Great. He jumped right in.
And he got late twice awesome. That night, I think.
That was a good first
no
night.
There's no business like show business.
It was my second night where I did actually got laid twice, not my first.
You just got laid once that night.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Damn it. So
shenanigans.
That was
Monday night pajama party after the improv. My shenanigans included a very serious drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was that night. And I already talked about a couple things on the last show about that.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Cool.
Yeah. It was really good, though.
I don't remember Monday. I don't remember what happened that night. It's like in the middle of the week.
Must have been really good.
It's like gray, foggy memory.
Are you pleading the fifth? I'm
honestly not.
I'm smelling bullshit.
No, I'm honestly not. I don't remember. I don't.
Oh, all right.
I remember Tuesday night.
Okay. All right. Dazzle me with your Tuesday.
Well, Tuesday. So
let's jump ahead. So, Tuesday was Snuggles and Cuddles, which isn't it just the same theme?
No,
because guess what? We built a fucking blanket fort.
That's right, we did.
It was funny.
That's right, we did.
And I would have jumped had I had my PJs on.
Oh, you who cares?
Snuggles and Cuddles.
I told you to take your pants off.
I should have just took my pants
off. I changed my pajama bottoms out for my sarong, and then I was ready to go.
Yeah, there you go. There you're thinking.
Right?
You're smart.
SMRT.
Yeah.
So that night, you know, this whole weekend, it's just been me and the girl. You know, it is a swinger club, but you don't always play with other people.
Right.
It's fun just to go up there by with the two of you and have fun yourself. That happens more often than not. And so this whole week so far, we had not played with anybody. And it's the night before New Year's.
Oh.
And it was getting later on the night. And, you know, we had no sleep at this point, because that was the second night in a row we had zero sleep, and I'm still working during the week and going to these parties till all hours of the night. And so we're in the lobby, and I think we're both thinking about, you know, we're at the bar, we're thinking about maybe it's time to go. There's this girl, Canadian there, starts chatting us up, and she had this lingerie thing on. Her nipples were all sticking out, and I started playing with her nipples a little bit. We're flirting a little bit with her.
Because you asked first, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you always ask first. And that was part of the flirting.
Right.
And there was another friend of ours that was there that's kind of playing along. And, you know, pretty soon there was like, we're doing a group hug and there's me and three ladies.
Nice.
Oh, this is nice. This is nice. And, and then they decide to turn me around, pull my pants down and spank me.
Oh, I was there for that. That was part
right
of
the
ice
lobby.
Episode.
Ah.
That was right along the same.
Yes.
And.
Yes.
Yeah, and the new girl that we were kind of talking to, she had a heavy hand.
Oof.
And it made a sound.
On your butt?
And everybody lifted, it peaked everybody's ears, like, whoa, everybody around. And, it hurt.
Did it bruise?
Made me jump. Good. I don't know. It wasn't tender when I sat down, so it was just once.
Should we check and take a picture of your butt?
I'm sure it's... Yeah. I wouldn't want anybody to recognize my ass.
Oh.
Not do you want them to make it?
Not that you're worried about them recognizing your voice.
There's no association.
So we keep talking to this girl, and I'm looking over at my girl, and I whisper in her, you want to play with her? Even though we had not really picked, we haven't talked to her too much.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And sure. She's game, and which is very odd. Usually it takes one or two nights of getting to know somebody before we're willing to go play and talk to her.
Yes, but at this point it was a sexually charged atmosphere.
Oh, yes, it was. And she was more than game.
Nice.
I mean, we're all in PJs, for God's sakes.
Yeah, half the work's already done.
I know. And so, yeah, we had
to just go straight upstairs. You don't even have to stop.
Blast.
You don't even have to stop.
Yeah, that's true.
You can just go straight upstairs because it's bedroom attire. Boom.
Uh-huh. Pretty much. Although we disrobe downstairs, so in the locker room.
But you wouldn't have to on PJ night.
That's true. You wouldn't.
You see that. But they did.
It was force of habit.
They're good citizens.
It was
good
habit.
Citizens. Good citizens.
It was just habit.
Good citizens.
Yeah. You go upstairs. You go get naked in the bathroom.
Yep.
And then you go upstairs.
Right. Okay.
To get funky. And so, it was her first time being with another girl. It was cool. The girl that we were
with.
Nice. Yeah.
Well done.
Was there the enthusiasm of the first timer?
Yeah. She was a little hesitant, and then she got in there, and she was loving it.
Awesome.
Nice. Yes. It was a lot of fun. And then she had a huge orgasm while riding me.
Excellent.
You always tell when you feel some cramping around your cock. Yeah, it's a big one. She literally pushed me out.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
At full staff.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
So
impressive.
Then afterwards, we were sitting up there because we were on an upper bunk. And we were kind of laying on our stomachs looking down at everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else. All the other people playing and voyeuring. And it was fun.
Nice. Nice.
Yes?
I don't know.
So your turn.
What day is it?
Monday.
I don't know. I forget.
That was the ice incident. Talked about that.
No, it's just I was on Tuesday by now.
Oh, you were on Tuesday. Oh, that's right. Tuesday. You were on Tuesday. Wait, Tuesday for me, snuggles and cuddles.
Snuggles and cuddles, yeah.
I went early to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in bed by 2:30.
Ooh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Oh, like sleeping in bed.
Sleeping in bed. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, because I was,
I don't know,
I was manager on duty that night and I switched off with Mr. Big so he could go upstairs because he was making a connection with a lady. So I'm like,
that's right.
Yeah, I snagged his radio and he went upstairs and played and I hung out in the lobby. And
that's another dude that gets a lot of tail.
Yeah, he is the bucket list.
He is the bucket list.
The bucket list. Freckles, did you have something going on that night?
Day seven.
On day
day five. Punchy.
We actually left early. We did not play day five.
What?
Dun, dun, dun.
Not at the club. We came back to Shangri-Lite and played there, which was awesome.
Shangri-Love.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was...
All right. So, now we're on to day six, day of the big show.
The big show.
Big show. It was bigger than Halloween.
So, I want to give you a rundown of... This is how the New Year's Eve went for me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's five. Ugh. Oh, shit. It's only six. Oh my God, it's 10:30. What the hell's going on? I was like, huh? Oh, shit. All right. Well, it's only another hour before entertainment starts. So,
Yep.
So we got there at 6, actually about 5:45.
Yeah. Tell me about the experience that you guys bartended, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were volunteering that night.
Right.
And usually when you pull in early, the gates close, there's nobody there.
Right.
We get there, and the parking lot's already half full.
Yeah.
The parking attendants are pushing people in. I pull in. Can you move over another 2 inches? Because we really got to pack people in here like sardines. Yeah. So, we get in there. The place is already full.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I proceed to sling drinks for 3.5 hours.
Yep.
Started out with a bang.
416 people. Yeah.
Nice.
And we had titties and feathers and fur and glitter and sparkles and fire.
There's women topless within an hour of the party starting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Yes.
Walk around, let them all hang out.
Yep.
Feel free.
Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Yeah. Yeah. Fun party. So, yeah. What did you guys think? Like, I put it together, so I'm like, whatever.
You have your impression?
I do.
I thought the party was amazing. I really did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it went really well. The entertainment was spot on. The two bars was great, as it always is. There was a remarkable number of people who are like, a second bar? Have you announced that like four times? Oh, Which was cool. Yeah. And then just my date had another date as well. Mm-hmm. So I got to have fun with that. That was cool.
Oh, I've seen that other date. Oh.
Yeah. Nothing went on between us.
Still.
But I got to watch.
Exactly.
Some
exactly.
interesting flirting. Nice. Very, very good.
Nice.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
That was it was a great party, well put together, very well done. Yeah. The how it was broken up, where you had some burlesque numbers early on, mm-hmm. and then music, and then at midnight, during midnight snack, another couple of dancers came yeah. on, and with the ball drop, or the it was balloon right before drop, midnight yeah. with the balloon drop, and everybody having champagne, and you had all the party favors out there with the buzzers and the tiaras saying Happy New Year, and everybody's so we go and we kiss at midnight, and then I kind of break away and I realize everybody in the whole crowd is making out.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's paired up making out. You don't yeah. get this at mm-hmm. normal
no.
New Year's Eve party. So you get the, oh, yay.
Oh, heck. Happy New Year.
Maybe a small, short, yeah. 5-second kiss. But for about 20 seconds, everybody in the whole building is kissing at yeah. one
who
time.
Who were you kissing?
I was kissing my lady.
Nice.
Yes.
Who were you kissing?
I was kissing either one of my ladies.
We had made a plan. Oh, the best laid plans.
Oh, that's true. Holy
so,
shit.
We had said that, because I run the entertainment with my co-producer and president of the board, Sprinkles, she and I switch off on what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, because we want to be able to also experience certain elements of the party that we planned. And when you're running everything behind the scenes, you don't necessarily get to do that. Like, I have never gotten to see one of the burlesque acts from the front. Mm-hmm. I see it from
that's
the back.
True. You're always standing,
yeah.
always
on
standing
stage.
In the back. So the stuff I hoop and holler for is because I know what they're doing, and it's to get you guys motivated. It's like I don't see it. So it's kind of this theater that, you know, you create this illusion, and then you don't get to participate in the yeah. illusion. So I said, okay, this New Year's, because I've done the balloon drops every year, I want to actually be in it. I want to be in it, right? And so we coordinated it, got amazing volunteers to pull the bags open, and everything happens, and so I got to be able to watch. And we had said, oh, let's meet on the dance floor. Well, they were all the way up in the balcony, and I know how long it takes to get down to the dance floor.
Right.
And huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and I was like, they're not gonna make it. They're just okay. I'm gonna go to them. And so I go all the back ways, like I knew where there was no traffic, and I make it up to the balcony. He's gone.
Because we went to find her on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my friend Panda was there. So mm-hmm. yeah. So.
So you got your midnight kiss.
I got my midnight kiss, and then I got my midnight 01 kiss.
Yeah. I got a midnight kiss as well.
But it was so funny because, you know, you make all these plans, and then sometimes yeah. it's just you know, when Harry met Sally moment. It's just like shit.
Yeah. It worked out. It worked out.
Excuse me. Yeah, it totally worked out. I just think it's hilarious. Because I'm not bent about yeah. it at all. I'm like, whatever. Yeah.
Cool.
It's all good.
It was a great Yay. Party. There were some sound issues with the band a little bit. But that,
yeah.
We got them tweaked, though. It was the first couple songs, and then we...
It did resolve itself, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So I kept giving them notes. I'd write a note, hold it up, put it on their set list. Your speakers are popping.
Yeah.
Vibrating, please fix them. So, yeah. Anyway, good night.
Excellent night.
Good night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you guys do after midnight?
After midnight, monitor bed for a half hour.
Monitor bed. Uh-huh. So you guys got to be the hall monitors.
Yes, we did.
Safety patrol.
Yep.
Which yeah. I've seen some pretty kinky stuff happen on that monitor
bed.
Oh, yeah.
Some naughty stuff.
You know, it was weird. It was weird.
Yeah,
because
there's no play restriction on it as long as you're paying attention.
The second floor was kind of quiet.
Well, yeah, 12:30, people yeah. were still getting their drink on, and yeah. they put out midnight snack.
First floor was fucking hopping.
Oh, was it?
It was crazy town downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
right.
weird.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
It was just different, actually. It wasn't
that,
weird so much.
Last
it was just
night
different.
Was, I mean, we had a great night.
The cockpot was full.
Cockpot was full.
Yeah,
good.
That was surprising.
Well, we know some people that played in the cockpot.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a fun play space.
I don't prefer it. There's I know. It's not
it's very public.
It's very public. Yes. Very I like public. That part of it.
Oh, that's right.
Shut your mouth.
You know, if we ever hook
don't
up,
give him any
you know,
ideas.
If we ever hook up, we are going to be in public. I'm going to stick to
what? No,
Johnny Rotten.
He's going to stick to the Panda Plan.
I'm going to stick to the Johnny Rotten Gator. It's going to be public. It's going to be like clit or cockpot, one of those two.
Ooh, areas. The clit pit or cockpot.
Completely open, right there at the bottom of the stairs where everybody walks up. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Oh no.
Sweet.
But so you know, our night we and I'll be honest here, we worked and it was you know, as volunteers we get a benefit for doing that,
right?
And so it's part of our duty and we bust our butt for 3.5, if not a little bit more hours, and so then we get done completely sober because as a bartender we still have to maintain Washington State bar rules. We have our license. We weren't drinking at all. So now we're completely the only sober ones in the whole group. And we're like, okay, let's party. Kind of worn out already.
Yeah.
All right. It took a while for us to get into it, get into the groove. Yeah. And it did kind of throw the whole night off a little bit. I mean, we eventually did. We hooked up some friends and downstairs. We ended up just the two of us upstairs.
Nice.
We didn't do any swinging or anything, but it's amazing just being up there with that amount of people. There's not an ass cheek of space to be had on those beds.
True. Right. True.
It's just people piling on top of people. You have to see it. You really do. Before you die, you have to see that.
Well, they might have one more chance, Marty.
Before you die and within the next six months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or whatever literally. Other club opens up or anything else out there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wherever you're at.
The difference is a lot of clubs have different cubbies. A lot of them aren't open like ours are. They have certain play spaces that are open, but the open format like that Norbert and built that intentionally to create community.
Mm-hmm.
And the open bunks up top where you could still have some privacy, and it's a brilliant design.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
It is.
That's
it's
where
very
we are.
Cool.
We're up on one of the bucks and watching other friends of ours getting it on, and it was a blast.
Yep. Yeah. Cool.
Excellent.
I think we got home at 3.
Yeah.
Nice. So you were still awake when I texted you the time to come and record this thing?
Yes, but I have not. I didn't look at my phone until the next morning.
Okay.
Until this morning.
All right.
What did I do? What did I do?
What did you do?
What does someone who's just put on 6 parties in a row, what would you do?
Oh,
what would
you I know
do
what
if you,
you
were
did.
In Jenga shoes?
I know what you did.
Get naughty.
Oh
no, you told me that's right.
Left the building.
Left campus.
I left the campus.
Get the fuck out of town.
I left campus. I went to Seattle to a raver party that was in a warehouse.
Oh my God.
At what time did you leave?
Like 1. Yeah, just blazed down there, and it's, you know, a bunch of Burning Man people and really cool vibe, and, you know, there was a dude wearing a trucker hat that he'd painted a Dalia-rama on and then had a plastic dinosaur glued to it, you know, and I'm showing up in my sequins and my drag queen fucking makeup and my big hair and my, you know, I could not have looked more out of place in my fishnets and my...
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was so awesome. It was great because that became a whole costume in and of itself. So I'm dancing with like people in unicorn costumes and light up tutus with bustiers that have EL wire all over them. And I'm in my corporate America attire. And one of the gals comes up to me. She goes, "Oh my God, you make such a great reveler."
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, yes, I win. I win.
Awesome.
So it was a kind of a neat thing to be transplanted into that world and from the world that I was just in. And it be a mind fuck for them a little bit, you know?
And go someplace that nobody knew who you were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great. Oh, my God. I mean, I did know some people.
6 nights where everybody who
wanted
watched
a piece
that
of me.
Everybody knew you, wanted to hug you.
Yeah.
Say
well,
hi.
Yeah. And I feel
and it's
very
awesome.
Loved.
And I totally get it.
Yeah.
But at the end of 6 nights, I don't think I would have lasted maybe 3.
Yeah.
I'm a total extrovert. And I would have not lasted that long. I'd be like, you fuckers, just stay away from me. I'm done.
I have to say.
She's trained up for it.
I am trained up for it. But I have to say, it is because the staff there functions as a team. and we all have each other's backs, and we can go to each other, and like we'll even go to other people's supervisors or whatever and say, they need a break, make them take it. You know, this is what's going on. These are the suggestions they should go do, whether it's go for a walk or get off campus and go to lunch, whatever. Anyway, so it has a lot. The way that those parties get done is because we all love each other and love the place and love the fucking game. We love our members and just, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Yay. 2015.
Yeah.
Bigger, brighter, better.
So since it's 2015 now, we can ask that people start sending us emails.
Yeah.
And renew the call. Make a resolution to email.
Submit your sex questions about filching or whatever else you may have.
Fletching, remember?
Oh, yeah.
She pronounced it fletching.
That was her suggestion for improv.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah.
You guys will have to come to a night, seriously. Yep. All right.
So, theofacepodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @theofacepodcast. You can find all of our episodes on the web at theofacepodcast.com and on iTunes.
iTunes.
Find us there. Hey, actually, we were on the new and notable page the other day.
Are we?
Yeah, right.
Hey, get on there.
Because people are actually downloading. Review us.
Great.
And subscribe. Please. Okay, so a lot of podcasts will tell you that you review, and that's how you get your ratings on the site, on the iTunes site. That's not true. What it is subscribers. And if we get a bunch of subscribers right at the beginning, then our ratings, it goes up. So everybody who's subscribed,
thank you.
Yes, indeed. And hey, let's renew our promise from last week. If you rate us on iTunes, give us stars, we will give you kisses for as many stars as you give us.
Yes. And you can pick which one of us gives you kisses.
That's true. Or maybe you can't. No, you can. It's all about choice, really.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
That looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
All right. Captain Jack?
Yes, sir.
Throw down some, just talk.
Throw down a beat.
Throw it down.
Throw down a beat, brother.
Throw down a beat.
Yeah.
It's not coming to me. I'm a little slow this morning.
All right. I think that should be just about embarrassing enough.
Oh, God.
He was recording, wasn't he?
God damn it.
Of course. Love you guys. Happy New Year.